Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on sufficing on little as far as a person's lifestyle is concerned, as far as our eating, our drinking, our clothing is concerned. Although these things are permissible, the beauty of Islam is teaching us also that within the range of permissibility, we don't exceed extravagance. Although these things are permissible, but even in that permissibility also we don't go into extravagance as far as our eating, as far as our clothing, as far as our drink is concerned. So today we'll find and we'll see that the people of the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, known as the people of the Suffa. Suffa was a raised platform in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was like a madrasa. The poor people would come, they would stay there. Whatever food was given to them, they'll eat. If there was no food also, then they won't eat also. But they were there learning from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the time. And one of the most famous people from the Ahlus Sufa, from the people of the Sufa, the raised platform, was Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He accepted Islam approximately 7th year after Hijrah. From there, right up till the time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, approximately 4 years, he stayed with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He learned from him. And today we find the most amount of ahadith that is narrated in the books are from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. So anyway, this hadith we're doing is also related from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. An Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu qal, Ra'aytu sab'ina min ahli suffati, ma minhum rajulun alayhi rida'un, imma izarun wa imma kisa'un, qad rabatu fi a'naqihim minha ma yablughu nisfa al-saqin, wa minha ma yablughu al-ka'bin, فيجمعه بيده كراهية أن ترى عورته رواه البخاري. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that I saw 70 people of the Suffa, and not a single man amongst them had a cloak. What this means is that from the 70 people that he saw, he was staying there with them, so he saw them, not a single person had a kurta, like we would say, a full kurta that covers the front, covers the sides, covers the back. You wear one kurta, it covers from the top right till the bottom. Not one person had like this. He said, "Imma izarun wa imma kisaun." Either that a person had a top garment or he had a bottom garment. Think of it like an ihram cloth. You have a top garment or you have a bottom. Either they had a bottom one or they had a top one. No one had the luxury of having both. So poor they were, so little they sufficed on. No one had a full kurta like we have. And no one, even who had two garments, meaning the lower or the bottom, no one had one full set. Either they had enough to cover the bottom or enough to cover the top. And then he says that they had either a loincloth, that means a lower garment, or an upper garment. If they had the upper garment, what they would do, they tied it around their necks. Some of these garments reach their calves, whilst others reach their ankles. Now if you got one garment, like one ihram cloth, and you tie it from the top, now you must know there are going to be gaps, there are going to be spaces. So he explains that now what happens with the gaps and spaces, that sometimes a person's private areas can be shown, like for example the thighs, etc. So they were so careful of that, that if they were to tie it around their necks and it was coming down like this to the calves, or it's coming down close to the ankles, they would gather it with their hands, fearing that their private parts would be exposed. This is how they were. Yet they had so little, but yet they were so concerned that my private areas mustn't be exposed. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Allah Ta'ala has given us so much. But sometimes a person just wears shorts, sometimes he just wears boxer shorts, he's not worried that his satr is showing. Sometimes a person is making wuzu, he picks up his pants so high that people can see his private areas, his thighs, etc. We should be very, very careful of this. These areas should not be exposed. Look at these people, they were so poor, hardly had any clothes, but yet very cautious that our private areas should not be exposed. The lesson we learn from here is that this level of poverty, this level of difficulty they went to, did not bring them to a situation where they complained. If ever they complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would come with this complaint that, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the wealthy have gone ahead. What is the complaint about the wealthy? They've gone ahead because they can give sadaqah, they can give charity, they can go for hajj, and we are backwards because we can't do that. So this was the only complaint, is how we can compete as far as amal is concerned. Never complain about the lifestyle issues. So this is something we learn. Sometimes a person thinks that he comes, or if people accept Islam, now they think that money is going to come, or hampers are going to come. This was never ever the condition of the people of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That the condition was, or they quality was such that all the time they were looking to see how they could do more and more and more amal. This was their competition, this was their quality, this was their life, that how we can bring more actions in our life. It doesn't matter what our living conditions are. So lesson we learn from here is Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making shukr. Allah has given us so much. What excuse have we got to, as far as bringing deen is concerned, as far as bringing amal is concerned, as far as doing good deeds are concerned, when Allah Ta'ala has given us so much? The last thing we should do is ever complain and show any type of nashukri to the favors of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.